Hi everyone, this is Special K, Kevin Lach for the Black Flagcast, and I am sitting here today with Cassandra Mosley, who is in a very interesting getup, a very interesting variant on Sailor Jupiter. Cassandra, how you doing?
I'm doing good. My feet are hurting from the heels, but other than that, having a good time.
Suffering and sacrificing for the art. So would you like to tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I've been cosplaying since 2009, but I've only really gotten into like extreme costume construction in the last 2 or 3 years. So I'm still a bit of a novice in a lot of everything. I've been trying to increase my con schedule every year, so I've been hitting more cons every year. So hopefully you guys can see me at a few of them.
Very nice. And being that, folks, for those of you who are listening at home, she is dressed up on a variant of Sailor Jupiter. So let me start. How did you get into anime and why Sailor Moon today?
So I started out with anime with Naruto, as many people have. And I was watching the cartoon on, I think it was Cartoon Network. And I wanted to cosplay from it because my friends invited me to a convention with them. And ever since then, I've just been trying to branch out and try all kinds of different animes. And actually, one of my friends, Jerry Dreisbach, is what she got me into Sailor Moon itself. And we like watched probably the first 100 episodes on VHS tapes over the course of a week. And since then, I've been hooked.
Right on. And Sailor Jupiter, why her?
I just really liked Sailor Jupiter's design and her personality in the show. I felt she was very tomboyish, and that's something that I myself think of myself as. So I just really loved everything about Sailor Jupiter.
Very nice. And I mean, does she kind of, like, do you identify with her just because you like the character, or do you see a bit of yourself in her?
I think it was mainly because I liked the character. Her boy craziness is not something I was ever known for, so I think it was more so the character than seeing myself, except for the tomboy part, maybe.
All right, very well. Now, are there any other animes you you cosplay as well?
I've made a lot of costumes. I think the most predominant one is probably Macross Frontier. I cosplay as Cheryl Gnome, and I've done probably 2 or 3 different variants of her outfits so far. I've also done, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I've done a lot of Western stuff. Like, I've done Korra, and I've done Go-Go from Big Hero 6, and Opal from The Legend of Korra. I've made so many, I just can't remember all of them.
Fair enough. Now, the version of Jupiter you're doing is done by the artist No Flutter. What motivated you to bring her prints to life?
I saw it as a huge challenge to my own cosplay construction because I've never worked with anything that involved a petticoat. I've never made a corset. I actually ended up remaking the corset I have on because the first one I didn't think was very good. So it was just a lot of different ways to branch out into different parts of costumery, and I love the design, so I thought I might as well go for it.
Well, right on. And I mean, being that this is a complicated piece, I mean, you know, what are the kind of things you've learned from developing that kind of costume? I mean, what are the kind of pitfalls people seem to fall into? And, you know, for those who, you know, have maybe graduated from beyond, you know, the simple sewing of costumes to these more elaborate types, like, you know, what are the things you'd tell them, or just, you know, what are the things, you know, maybe you just like to let anyone know about it?
Well, corsets suck. So if you can buy one, try to do that rather than make one. I mean, there's always... It's very hard to make a corset well, and it takes a lot of people who've been doing it for years that long to actually make really good corsets. I mean, the one I have on isn't even like an actual great job. There's a lot of things I did wrong with it. Make sure if you're going to be wearing a poofy skirt, you account for a petticoat. So have that petticoat from the beginning. That's something that I didn't have, but it happened to work out after I put the petticoat after it, that it happened to poof enough. So
And what do you think about just for any advanced construction? I mean, you know, for any advanced costume, whether it be, you know, an almost authentic replica of Iron Man to No Flutters, you know, I guess one would call it a neo-Victorian design. I mean, what do you think, like, just are the things that, you know, someone should just think about in general before they begin constructing a costume like that?
Reference pictures. Get a reference picture of every side, every little detail. Make sure you have a plan together of how you're going to put everything together. I mean, if you don't know how it's all going to go together and you have all your pieces done, then you still don't have a costume. So really plan that out and detail, detail, detail.
Very awesome. And finally, you know, you designed this, bringing No Flutters print work to life. What do you think about, like, just the influences the artist used in designing it? I mean, you know, this is kind of that very, you know, as I said, a neo-Victorian kind of thing. I mean, what do you think about that as, you know, as representing not just Jupiter, but the other Sailor Scouts? I mean, what do you think about that? And maybe it's, I guess, maybe a kind of a historical context to it.
I think it's great that she was able to put such a different spin on something that's been around for almost decades at this point. And it's just a new challenge for people, cosplayers, to try to take over. It's been just the Sailor Fukus for so long, and this has added so much more variety into what we can create from an anime we love.
Awesome. Now, one final question on this point. Have you been mobbed by everybody because you are, you know, a kind of a new and novel rendition of the character?
Actually, surprisingly, no, not at this convention. I think it's just because there are so many amazing cosplayers here. It's really hard for the photographers to pick where they want to go and who they want to go ask. And also, I haven't spent a lot of time out on the actual con floor either, so it's not... It's been pretty hard for people to actually see me at this con. So I would say if it were a smaller con with less costumes, I would be mobbed. I know at Anime USA, I was definitely mobbed because it was such a new concept then. But at KatsuCon, it's been out for a while, so it's a bit different situation.
Indeed. And for those of you listening at home, look on Special K Photography, the Anime USA photo page. You will see Cassandra, Jerry, and as well as Ashley and Sarah, all of them in the various No Flutter costumes. So check it out. Well, Cassandra, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the con.
Thank you very much.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.
Cool.